Warning, due to the unpredictable nature of on-the-field reporting, some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers.
We aren't supposed to exist. Being white is a genetic mutation.
What happened to the once great Western civilization of Christendom? Our citizens think they're genetic mutations that shouldn't exist, and we went from fighting for Christ in kingdom and declaring truth, scientific discovery, into, if you can go to my screen here, Savannah, into this report from Rebecca Brannon, is that the city of Bloomington is hosting an incest, fetish, pornographer, Satan worshiper, to perform a drag queen story hour and show for all ages on August 14th. Mark your calendars. Make sure you get your kids set up and ready to see this pervert. Martina Maracino also goes by Adam Devine. They always change their names because they lack any confidence in their original identity, and has uploaded dozens of videos to XTube, which is predictably probably a pornography site, with words like incest and brother. And I will warn you that this is where we are. This is what's happening, which is why I want to remind you to please subscribe, if you have not already, to the amazing new show that I'm starting with Sydney Watson called You Are Here, where we're going to be looking every day at all the madness of what's actually going on. Just click the link in the description or in the pinned comment. Subscribe. The show launches very soon. We're excited. And also don't forget to subscribe to this channel. But Savannah, on that note, I got to let you know, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have 8K graphics, confetti of color, and I'm your top 18 hosts now, apparently, and I'm joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez. We have a lot to talk about today, including we went back out on the streets for the first time since January 6th together, and we have original on-the-street content about all the madness and chaos and making sense of it all. How are you feeling about today's show?
I'm really excited because, yes, we do have original content today, but also, you know, I think we had a direction for the show, and then I kind of threw this random tweet at you, and now we're just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it is true. And I'm going to tell you, I want to bring this guy up on my screen here. This is Adam Devine. This is the man that the city of Bloomington thinks is great enough and qualified to speak to your children. Now, if you don't know anything about unicorns, unicorn is a sexual reference. I'm not sure, Savannah, is that like a... Does that mean you're open to everything, or is it like an orgy thing? I'm not entirely sure, but I know at the Pride parades, it's a big thing. I've spoken to someone at one video we made, and they told me about it. I seem to have forgotten. Damn me for missing that one.
Yeah, you know, I should have done more research into this show in regards to what unicorns and rainbows and all this symbolism means, but I didn't. So to the listeners, I'm sorry. I don't know, unfortunately.
Yes, to our blind viewers listening right now, this is a man in a shirtless, I would say...
It's like a unicorn strap-on for his head.
Yeah, it's a bandage. It is a post-plastic surgery head strap compression with demonic makeup and a unicorn. And the reason why we're going to focus on this story to begin with, we're going to talk about a lot about COVID. We're going to talk a lot about the anti-white rhetoric and just sort of the downfall of society, where yes, they're now even saying that being Caucasian is an unscientific pseudoscience made up prospect, that white people don't exist. Before we get into today's story, I got to tell you guys that the world is getting weird. And that's why I always tell you about body armor. I tell you to buy your guns to get food and prepared. But also, you always forget, where do you store these things? Well, for me, when it comes to my firearm, I got my amazing Glock 19 custom firearm. I love it. And what I trust, you'll see this, I have this one here because I have my other custom holster at home. I ought to talk to you about Northwest Retention. Now, this is a no compromise top shelf company. I know the owner. I've met him. He's awesome. He's a family. You should follow him on Instagram. And I want to let you know that this gear and the product innovation here is his obsession. He'll just like text me, call me. He'll email us, whatever, about what he's doing new. This is a custom shop providing holsters and systems for hundreds of firearms. They are proud to be all American, which is important. They manufacture all their products here in the United States, and they employ Americans, which unfortunately is rare today. At Northwest Retention, they have goals from their outdoor gear, like their top-selling Scout chest holster, which is amazing as well, to their concealed carry lines, to their quality and performance are present as well. If you see these pictures of Savannah that will come up on the screen, if you want to hold that up, Savannah, she has her belt as well, which that's actually one of our extra belts, but she has her belt at home, which how does it work? I mean, does it feel nice?
Yeah, it's great. It's a nice, high-quality leather. there. I also have a holster as well. This is a great company, and I love using all their products, as you guys can see in this photo.
Yeah, and you might not look as good as her with it on, but you will feel as comfortable. Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Use promo code OFFENSIVE. That's nwretention.com. Promo code OFFENSIVE to get 10% off your order. And I'm telling you guys, you would pay full price for these anyways. But for my listeners, you get a great holster checkout. There's sling for your rifle systems as well. So let's go back to my page here. The world is satanic. For those of you that don't believe in God and think that me using the phrase satanic is ridiculous, I guess you could say this, then all of the random molecules, coincidentally moving around the air are moving us towards a place of one world government, totalitarian control and degeneracy, immorality, and the destruction of normal human life, which I'm sure is just an act of evolution. Anyway, this man, Adam Devine, who, apologies there, those are knees.
Yeah, those are knees.
We're gonna have to blur this whole thing out because I realize there is a penis, sticking out of the
that
guy.
Is a- yes.
So Adam Devine, who, has a public profile called Hung Adam Capital D that says, please support at onlyfans.com at Adam Devine. Minneapolis-based go-go burlesque dancer and musician. Now, while, of course, we live in a liberal democracy, which is sort of cringe in and of itself, we realize that people like this do exist and can legally exist. Unfortunately, the city of Bloomington has decided and believes that that this guy is capable of raising your children. I mean, his public profile pictures right here, sneaking around in the bathroom with my younger brother, incest, gay triple X, gay porn, big dick reveal, hashtag hunk, muscle, gay fetish, muscle butt. And even though they censored it, Savannah, we're gonna have to blur this out as well, because I believe I see a little bit of the tip of a carrot sticking out in front
not
of the man
condom
in the front.
Carrots, not in the flesh. Good Lord.
Now, unfortunately, you're the one who brought this up to me, and we'll just go ahead and this one's fine. To see new solo J.O. videos, my effing and me effing my brother, and more satanic outdoor horny SHIT, check out my OnlyFans. So the point is, we'll just leave this on the screen.
Really need to stop sending this stuff to you.
The point is that we've come to a point in society where you're not supposed to believe your eyes. You're supposed to believe what people say. You aren't supposed to protect your children, that you're supposed to send them to a drag queen story hour. Remember this, Savannah, that homeschooling your kids is indoctrinating them because you're teaching them about what you believe, but sending them to a state-sponsored school where they teach them what they believe isn't indoctrination.
Of course not. And, you know, I love, too, now how our schools are making it to where anybody can graduate from high school, just like Governor Kate Brown of Oregon signed that you don't need to have math, reading, or writing requirements anymore to graduate. Great.
Oh, I am very, very, very aware. And to put into perspective here who this gentleman is, like, here's some images of him that is literally saying, Hail Satan.
I see.
So I'm not just being some sort of a conspiratorial person. And I know that if you know about Anton LaVey, modern Satanism, which I hope none of you guys are Satanists, but if you are, you know, though it looks dark in its pictorial imagery, the reality is Anton LaVey isn't really about worshiping the devil. It's actually humanism. It's about worshiping yourself and doing what feels good and what feels right, as long as you help other people and it's voluntary. Sounds a lot like the message of the left today, right? As long as there's consent, everything is allowed.
Yeah, a little bit.
The imagery, of course, comes from, we look at like Molech and some of these ancient gods from pagans. This is pagan tradition. This is not to be confused with like Nordic pagan tradition, because I know some of you guys are, and that's a lot different. But of course, if you see here, this is, it's just so freaking gross, Savannah.
Yeah,
does you like,
really
when
gross.
You see a man like this, what does it do for you?
It makes me want to go crawl into a hole and never come out ever again. It makes me kind of want to give up on our country.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, Martin Maricino also, you're like, well, that doesn't prove anything. He attended an event. He's probably making up that he's having sex with his brother.
It seems really subtle so far from what we've seen.
Yeah.
Subtle.
But he said, for my birthday this year, this is a post to Facebook. I'm asking for donations to the Satanic Temple.
Oh.
I have chosen this nonprofit. I love it's a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Because their mission means a lot to me, and I hope you'll consider contributing as a way to celebrate with me. Every little bit will help me reach my goal. And if you decide to give, you can choose and you can see what you donated or donate privately. I've included information about the Satanic Temple below. And like most people, he raised $140 of $200. So I'm not sure really what you can buy anymore at $200, considering the fact that we've had such massive inflation. I'll tell you what, you know, what you can buy. If you can take me off the screen here for a second, I gotta open up something real fast. You know, if you thought that was bad and you go, you know, yes, inflation is happening. What a funny joke. Just to show you really how backwards the world is, in the midst of the insanity of what's actually going on and the absolute crap show of what the federal government has been doing, Nancy Pelosi just increased the maximum annual salary for House staffers to $199,300 up from $173,900, according to Axios. So in the midst of us being in a chaos where satanic, incestual, pornographic predators are being invited by your state tax dollars in order to speak to your children. And, you know, we have, you know, do you remember Joe Biden said that his plan was to get COVID under control? And instead he gave us transsexual cross-dressing YouTubers making idiotic, humiliating videos. Pelosi has decided this is the best time to begin to give the government itself a raise. And that just shows me the immunity. That's the heart of the devil himself. And again, you don't believe in the devil. That's totally okay. But if you want to personify that or make something of it, that's also okay, but it doesn't make it true. And we look at this and you go, how does this make sense? Well, it doesn't, because the devil is the father of all lies. He's also the deceiver. And so if things feel confusing, that's because it is by design. It's so confusing that Savannah and I were like so confused about the mask mandate. If you guys didn't hear about this, Governor Abbott of Texas actually put a ban on mask mandates simply on the predication that the government's job is not to tell people what to do with their face, right? I mean, a lot of us are very ugly, and I'm sure if the government had a chance, they would want our faces covered up.
True.
A lot of guys look at the girls out there and you would really agree.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it right. And that's why places like Sephora are in business, to help make some faces palatable.
Very true.
To the daily consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of money goes into Sephora. A lot of money.
And this is coming from a guy with average looks. So I'm not speaking from a pedestal. I'm with you, ladies. Unfortunately for you, if I put on makeup, I just look like a British cigarette. So there's that. We get into this, we realize that things are confusing, and we wanted to see if people in public are as confused as we are, because Dallas reinstated the mask mandates for the area. A judge, you know, overturned put a temporary halt on the governor's order, which since when did judges create legislation? I don't know. But then, you know, the mayor and the people pushed for mask mandates, and we started seeing signs go back up, but nobody was really following the rules. And we wanted to see if really the end times confusion is here. And we would know if it's here if something as simple as whether you do or do not have to wear a mask or should or shouldn't is a confusing thing. If something basic doesn't make sense, then you can see why more complicated things have a hard time making sense. So Savannah and I went out on the streets for a slightly offensive short in 100-degree weather, in shorts and a little dress. And let's see what the people had to say.
Okay. So good. I love the ending of that. I love the ending.
All right. We love her. By the way, if you're watching the video, we're not making fun of you. We just loved your laugh. And
so
you know,
good.
But so I want to bring up a couple things here. So when we talk even about the mask mandates, the confusion of what people are saying, you know, it's confusing because pretty much what I got from the Savannah from talking to people was that you should wear a mask because it keeps you safe. But I don't have any information to explain how it really does. Mm-hmm. But someone told me it does. But obviously by my actions, not really understanding where or when people should use them or even how it does shows me that I've neither thought through this myself, nor probably have the people telling me. Because if something was simple like, hey, here's exactly how much it'll reduce your transmission, how much it'll reduce your infection if you wear a mask, should have been very clear and simple. But since it's not, it leaves us to wonder and understand if the world is about the truth or if it's just becoming a cult of which truth you choose to believe, aka everything is a lie, and people are so confused that they basically have turned their brains off. And what we're seeing is a society who's tossed to and fro between every wind of doctrine that comes their way. And I feel like a lot of these people we spoke to were really nice. They were kind. But like that one girl said that she, you know, wore a mask outside, even though there's scientific evidence surmounting against the need for that, that it's just become part of her daily schedule. She's become accustomed to this, mm-hmm. that people have become accustomed in society to things not making sense.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you mentioned the cult, and I feel like the climate change cult didn't take hold strong enough. So that's why they had to come in with COVID. They had to come in with the face masks, because with the face mask, it's something that you can visually see. You can say, okay, well, this other person's a part of my cult too, and they're going to back me up, and we can bully everybody else who doesn't believe what we believe. So it's like a visual thing, you know?
Yeah. And so we got kind of interested in seeing like, okay, so these people are telling us we should wear a mask. And mm-hmm. I told that one girl, hey, so it's like, because it doesn't make sense when you wear it into a restaurant and then you walk and then you take it off at your table. Mm-hmm. And they agree. They're not dumb, right? These are not idiotic people. And I think that's where I've moved a lot of away from like street content, because we used to kind of sort of poke fun and make fun of people.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's funny anymore. And I actually feel bad for people today. I don't want to make fun of them because the government is so totalitarian, manipulative. That I don't, it's not like these are just dumb people who mm-hmm. are willfully ignorant. Genuinely, unless you full-time follow this information, it is very confusing to know what's true and what's not.
Well, and that's what I was saying too previously. It's just like the government knows and the media knows that the average person cannot spend 8 to 10 hours of their day filtering through all of the BS that the media is consistently feeding us. So that's why it's so difficult for people to, you know, not be manipulated by the government at this point and know what's actually going on, because as we know, we have what, the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, we had the Epsilon variant, we have the what, Ligma variant.
Ligma variant. What's the Ligma variant?
I don't know, Elijah. What is the Ligma variant?
Ligma nuts, bitch.
I feel like we should make that into like a t-shirt or something.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. No, but you know, but by the way, for those of you guys who are the more conservative audience, that's an old joke. Okay.
It's old. Sometimes we like to joke like we're 12 years old. Okay. It's nostalgic, whatever.
But they knew that it's not true, but they're like, well, but just don't be a Karen, AKA emotional response. Like, let's just bully people into things. And so it's kind of like when you look at the satanic guy, let me bring him back up here. It's like when you bring up this guy, let me see. Don't put on my screen yet, 'cause I don't know if this is appropriate. Oh, that, gosh, dang it.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it.
You got to filter through a lot of the porn in his page and that thread.
I didn't even post these to the person that censored out like the butthole and then left the carrot. Like,
okay. And then to all of our listeners too, I want to explain
the pornographic images censored.
How this went down. So I saw this tweet and I sent it to Elijah, and in all caps, I was like, I went to the Twitter account and I have immediate regrets. And what did Elijah do?
Went to the Twitter account.
Immediately.
And what did I do? Go,
Yeah, it was.
Don't go to the Twitter account. Some of you guys are going to go.
Don't do it. Like,
you can't blame me.
Freaking do it,
you can't
man.
Blame me.
Don't do it.
It is literally incestual.
It's so gross.
I think actually what one of the videos, his top video is called, is like front load facial to my bisexual brother. And you know, even if you're into that kind of stuff, there is some questions to be about, you know, like obviously like I used to be from LA. I used to take a much more back end approach to like all the gay stuff. I wasn't so bothered by it then.
Back end approach, huh?
Like, yes, literally. No, but I used
stop making me laugh. I'm trying to produce this show.
Well, it's a good phrase. It's a good phrase.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I used to like think like, you know, the live and let live. And then I realized that obviously this being a condition of sin, that, you know, we need to get control of our sexual urges and things. And the people around us, if we let them go off, that unlike things like, you know, like Legos, which you leave sitting there, they don't recreate themselves when you don't touch them. Sin, when you let it be, develops and grows into wickedness, and that wickedness becomes an entity, and that entity becomes a force, and that force doesn't just exist. It tries to take away that which it cannot create, which is what is righteous and good and pure. So it actually comes for the righteous. So if you're trying to do what's right and you let wickedness just live and let live, right? Let people do what they do. It eventually comes together. No, I'm not talking about people who struggle with sexual sin. A lot of you guys do. And that's not, maybe you're here, you're there, and you feel a chip on your shoulder. You're like, I don't struggle with interracial unicorn bisexual facials incestual, to my brother.
Yeah,
to my brother. But, you know, you struggle with sleeping with your girlfriend or whatever, or, you know, or adultery or pornography or different things. Meaning, obviously, some things can be more destructive, but you understand that, you know, the heart of man is weak without the power of God. And so you feel, you know, sometimes this inability to fight these things. And I understand that we have to hold each other accountable, and there's a room for failure. But there is a point as a society where you do have to draw the line and go, look, whether I'm Christian or not, I need to understand that as, you know, as an SOB, as a slightly offensive backer, that satanic people, you know, may be allowed to exist in our society, that unicorns may be allowed to exist, but now we should question, should they be allowed to exist? Because when we allow them to, they don't just exist, they transform and mutate and begin to come after those of us that are standing up for what is good, whole, and personable. And I'm not attacking my atheist brothers and sisters, because the reality is that Sydney, who I'm doing my new show with, is agnostic. She was atheist when I met her, but of course we got to her head. Well, God did. But ultimately speaking, you know, there's got to be a point where you do draw the line. And this, I would say, is it, or else you end up in a confused society. So we went a step further, which we're going to watch in a second, which is we talked to these same people about the vaccine, right? Because they believed in the masks. And so it's like, to be completely fair, Savannah, I feel like the argument for vaccines from a purely ignorant perspective actually makes more sense than masks. Like, if I was somebody that was like, my whole life I never wore masks for sicknesses, but if you said vaccines, well, I've heard of the flu vaccine, and, you know, like, I mean, at least
newborns are given what, like, 7 vaccines right at once.
I think
once
we have up to 70
born.
in our portfolio here that we can get.
It's a very common thing,
right? So, I mean, if I'm just ignorant, I'm not promoting the vaccine, I'm just some guy, I'd probably be like, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm like, I don't do that, but I'd be like, oh, a vaccine, yeah, I'll go get the flu vaccine or whatever I thought it was. So we decided to talk to them. Now, before we get into that, I got to let you know that as you watch these things, as we were going, Savannah didn't have headphones. We were trying to film this, and we always forgot something. We got our equipment, our camera, and it is important to have headphones. Recently, I lost another pair of headphones, and we lose them all the time. And so sometimes either the costs are too expensive, or sometimes you get too low of quality. We bought these $5 headphones, and you're like, where's a balance between crisp, powerful beats, but with half the price of the other premium? Well, that's why I had to talk to you about Raycons. Now, Raycons are wireless headphones. They're Bluetooth. They hold a long charge. They're low profile. They slip right into your ear. Let's just say they don't just take the back end. They take the front end into account, and they slip into the places that they should, which is in your ear canal. They also come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. The Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick, seamless pairing and a compact charging case that actually is very nice. I'm going to tell you this, Raycon is offering 15% off all of their products for my listeners, specifically for you guys. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. And there you're going to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. It's such a good deal. You'll want to grab a pair and a spare. And actually, I have 3 pairs of wireless headphones in my house. One of them are a Raycon, and it's one that I end up using mostly to exercise because they don't fall out and get kicked out. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/offensive. buyraycon.com/offensive for 15% off. I encourage you to check them out. So we went ahead and we talked to these people using our cheap little headphones and our camera system, and we decided that we were going to ask them then about the vaccine to see if we could get some clarity if the world isn't satanic and isn't full of confusion. And maybe, just maybe, as we've known, Savannah, right, that it's only the dumb, idiot, white, Republican, so racists that are spreading the pandemic. The whole pandemic, you know, even though it's spiking in Israel, you know, all those white Republican Christian dumb racists in Israel. Like, I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, they're everywhere in the world, apparently.
They're all Trump supporters. They're all Trump supporters. They wake up, they put their MAGA hats on, and they go and just spread COVID everywhere.
Exactly. Oh, the gospel of Jesus Christ and COVID, we're coming for you. But we decided to ask them about the vaccine, and their answers might actually surprise you. They're for masks, but listen to this.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
Okay. I guess we're doing an ad for Good and Gather Water. Thank you, Savannah,
for the horrible cut. Pause there.
Well, you know, people are suspicious. And this just shows you because the messaging is confusing on these vaccines, right? Number one, you have people like Senator Rand Paul, who is not only a sitting senator, but is also a medical doctor who gets suspended from YouTube for sharing and talking about two peer-reviewed studies about COVID and the vaccines, I believe, in relation to some extent. So it's like when you're telling us, listen to the doctors, listen to the government, listen to science, and you literally get a doctor who works in the government reading to you actual science, right? Peer review meaning this is something that has been generally accepted by the medical community. This is not a random thing you read on Gateway Pundit that may or may not be true, even though I love Gateway Pundit, that is not a dig. They get some things wrong and mostly right, like myself and like anybody else, but not the government, not doctors, not science, right? Sad, because they get it right 100% of the time, according to the current narratives today. They're getting it right so often that even the director of the CDC, if you can go to my screen here, is like, the CDC director says that she's struggling to communicate with Americans about COVID-19 amid politics and mistrust. Because it's so hard, because it's like, it's not her fault, right? Because the CDC doesn't get it wrong.
Never.
It's because of people like me that get it wrong, that we don't trust the CDC.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the CDC that overinflated numbers of COVID cases in Florida and Texas in what, like the same week, was it?
Yes. And also not to forget that even just this week, the Texas Tribune, which is the equivalent of like the Washington Post and in Washington, or the New York Times in New York, et cetera. We have the Texas Tribune is our big paper here, you know, put out a paper with the CDC saying that, like, I believe it was around like 5,800 children were hospitalized this week from COVID alone.
Yep.
And then they made a minor retraction at the end of that. Is it in our script, by the way?
It should be, but if it's not there.
No, yes. It doesn't. It's fine. They could find it on. It's not here.
You were correct with those numbers, yeah, though, that it was 5,800, and they were trying to say that it was like.
Yeah, it turned out that they got that number wrong, and it's not 5,800 children this week. They issued a minor correction. It was actually several hundred, and that number 5,800 was actually the amount of children hospitalized since the beginning of when we declared COVID a pandemic. And I say we declared it, as in when the CDC declared it. So that is not a minor difference. When you take a number, when there's currently being fear-mongering, do you know that amidst, by correlation of population size with hospitalizations, that Florida is like number 45 out of 50 in states, I believe, last week, and maybe 37 this week, and that the biggest states that have the most cases per capita are like Vermont and these are very liberal places, and they always talk about, oh, Texas and Florida, they have such high numbers. Yeah, because we're pretty damn big states, so and we would have a lot of numbers.
I do want you to point this out, too, because the media right now is fear-mongering about children being hospitalized. But they're being hospitalized right now with what?
RSV.
Yeah, exactly. And it's being counted as COVID for some reason. But yeah, I keep hearing, because I heard from you first about RSV, and now Bongino's talking about it. Now I'm seeing several media articles about it. But these cases of these kids being hospitalized are being counted as COVID. And then again, it's like, oh, Florida and Texas are super spreader states.
And to put this into perspective, speaking of the Texas Tribune, right? This is not me just backing this up. I've told you guys I was sick with RSV. I've had this problem. It gave me laryngitis. It lasted like 22 to 24 days, and I still have problems with my throat. I know literally 50 or more people it got to. It came from my liberal family, who I'm not allowed over their house because I'm not vaccinated against COVID. Yet, unironically, they're the ones who spread RSV to me and the rest of the community. This article from Texas Tribune says specifically that Texas children and children's hospitals are under siege from actually two viruses, RSV and COVID-19. Now, you're not going to hear about RSV. It's actually so prevalent and well understood in the medical community that when I went to go to get tested and went to go to get treatment, the pharmacist said to me specifically from a CVS that yes, RSV is back this year, then it's more virulent and has stronger side effects than normal. And the side effects themselves are extremely dangerous. My dad wasn't able to breathe. I had an actual anaphylaxis. My throat closed up, Savannah. You don't know about this. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to die. I was ready to poke a hole in my throat, using a pen, because I was suffocating. That's how bad it was, guys.
Yeah, I remember your voice, too. Like, people were literally leaving in our podcast reviews, like, your voice sounds awful, but I still love you.
I was struggling. It was bad. I know children. I know multiple children who have RSV. My poor little niece, beautiful little niece, just coughing and long-term side effects. I don't know any kids who have COVID, but I do know a lot of kids hospitalized from RSV. And of course that, you know, the lab coat person will be like, oh, that's anecdotal evidence. That's not real. Well, here's your real evidence. Okay.
And while Elijah takes a little coffee break, because he's still recovering from RSV, I was listening to Bongino's show.
That was real.
Yeah, and I believe he was saying it was like 58,000 children per year get hospitalized with RSV, which again, are way higher numbers than children who have been hospitalized with COVID, but we're not shutting down our entire economy for RSV.
Yeah, it says here, oh, this is the article.
Oh, this is the correction article.
This
oh
is where they accidentally
gosh.
Said that 5,800 children were there. Well, it turns out that the little girl had contracted COVID-19 and began having seizures. Then her pulse weakened. Her mom couldn't feel her taking breaths anymore. Again, as you go down, and they go down into this article to talk about how during the last year, RSV was largely dormant. Aha! Isn't that so funny? Here we are again. During COVID-19, this virus that is always active wasn't active during 2020, like the flu. How is it that masks and social distancing stopped every virus in the country except for COVID-19? Do you see what I'm saying, Savannah? Well, it looks like every other normal respiratory virus that we have in the country just didn't work in 2020, and everybody had COVID. And you're like, yeah. No, they didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's almost like we're diagnosing other viruses as COVID-19.
Dude, wouldn't want to say that, because then you would be speaking medical fact and the possibility that maybe this is a dishonest counting. And no, yeah. I don't think the idea that people can't catch respiratory diseases, but they count every respiratory illness as COVID-19. When you ask most nurses, some nurses talk about how they're figuring out the Delta variant is by taking random samples, sending them into the NIH, the CDC, and I'm not sure which department or who's actually conducting the tests. I haven't looked into that.
Who's in charge of this?
But I'm saying that they say, oh, that's how they figure out, statistical analysis by upticking by the amount of cases, how many people probably have Delta. But most nurses I know, like one nurse I know told me that they're just counting Delta based on the degeneration rate of alveolar tissue in the lung, et cetera. So there's a different methodology from each person I speak to, which shows me there's nothing consistent, which exactly shows me the problem, right? And of course, it says that it was largely dormant because experts believe it was due to people masking up during the pandemic. Now, what's ironic is that's so funny, but my niece caught it in a hospital where they all had to wear masks, and it was caught in a hospital where they're still wearing masks to this day. So I would say, fact checked, according to popular opinion and anecdotal evidence and also reality, is that that's not what kept it dormant, and that's conjecture. But now in the last several weeks, thousands of Texan children have tested positive for the virus. In addition, the Delta variant of COVID-19 appears to affect unvaccinated children more often than previous variant. It's unclear if children are also becoming sicker from it from other variants of COVID-19 than from other variants. So the Delta with the regular flu season approaching, medical experts are concerned over how hospital capacity could be affected. So the flu's back, guys. The flu is back. RSV is back. And they disappeared for 1 year. Savannah, for 1 year, they disappeared. It's like a father leaving his family and being like, oopsie, I was just gone working hard for a year. It's like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah, they just kind of like went dormant for the year because they were like, oh, okay, cool. Like COVID's got this. Like we don't need to really infect anyone this year because we've got the COVID pandemic.
Take a break.
So we're just going to go on vacation. COVID, you got this. Go ahead. And no other viruses were on the face of the earth over the past year.
They took a break.
Yeah, they did. They went on a sabbatical.
And I love that's that correction that we read where it says literally
yeah,
an earlier version of the story overstated the number of children who have been hospitalized in Texas recently with COVID-19. Mm. The story said over 5,800 children had been hospitalized during a 7-day period in August, according to the CDC, and the number correctly referred to the hospitalized of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. In actuality, it was 783 children were admitted to Texas hospitals with COVID-19, but it didn't say for COVID-19, which means they might have had RSV and showed the antibodies and all or also had RSV and contracted COVID-19 while with a weakened immune system because it lasts for up to a month. So it's like, but nobody cares. Nobody cares because it's not COVID. Because it's not politically advantageous to care about any other disease.
You know, this would be such a perfect time for you to bring up that tweet that's like, another COVID death. Do you have that one? Because this is literally how we are counting COVID deaths at this point.
Yeah, let me go to that right now.
And that's what we did last year too. Remember, people were like, oh yeah, he died in a car crash. It was because of COVID, 100%.
Yeah, oh, this one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's see it.
New Jersey inmate freed early due to COVID. He had COVID, is charged with murder 2 days later. That is from Critical Jake Theory, Jake Coco. And it's like, yeah, another COVID death. I also remind you that I think I just said on the last show that we know an individual who they just said they died from COVID. And it turns out that they were 65, which is not that old. It's not like you should die at 65. They had respiratory problems. They were on oxygen. I don't know if it was related to having COVID, but they had COVID and then they choked on their food. But the doctor blamed it of not being able to get the oxygen turned on and that there was that if they would have lived longer while choking, I believe if they had more respiratory pressure because of COVID, but they died from choking on their food and they got counted as a COVID death. This is a family friend, by the way. I'm not making this up. This is a family friend. And it's very sad for the family. Okay. Very sad.
Yeah.
And I love, and I also too, that someone's niece I know was 13. They said she was that she died from COVID. And I said, I would like to know the details regarding that situation. It's not because I want to make light of the situation, but because I want to know if I'm wrong. And if 13-year-olds are really just dropping dead from COVID, and I'm not going to get into things because this is a minor, but let's just say that it's not necessarily dying of COVID. And that's what we're seeing time and time again, is that people are dying with this rapid test or the blood test. There's a lot of factors that could bring these antibodies into you, as well as this is a respiratory infection. It is new into the environment. It is 100%. The Department of Defense said it is, I will say, probable that it came from the Wuhan lab. Duh. We already know that. But, you know, and China won't even cooperate now. The Pentagon says that China won't. Pentagon and the Department of or the Secretary of State, I believe, said that China will no longer cooperate with investigations to the origin of the Wuhan coronavirus. That's because it came probably from their labs and was funded by the U.S. So there's that. That's why we won't hold them accountable.
Yeah, no, honestly, though, too, I read that and I was like, maybe China's kind of based for not wanting to work with the CDC, who they know openly lies. And like you just said, this is like what, U.S. funded type lab leak thing?
It was. So. It is. And I have to say, on the flip side of things, if you go to my screener, Savannah, this article specifically from The Hill, which is a liberal publication, it is absolutely and fundamentally a liberal publication.
Yeah.
Talks about the confusing rhetoric that's coming. It says, fully vaccinated man dies of COVID-19. Ugh. Daughter says that he was cautious.
So cautious.
And the story at a glance is that a woman's fully vaccinated father died from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. No vaccines provide 100% protection against the virus,
really?
AKA who's fully vaccinated. Yeah. The father was mostly indoors, wore a mask, his surviving daughter said. Now, people would say that this case is extremely rare, but unfortunately for him, we're going to find out that this is not as rare as some would suspect or some would make.
And can I say something really quickly? Because I was reading this article yesterday, and that third point actually read that doctor said he would have been so much worse if he hadn't gotten vaccinated. So they changed this article because conservatives completely roasted the fact that he died, but they said it could have been so much worse if he didn't get vaccinated.
They changed it. Josh brought that up. He said, look, we know that if he was not vaccinated, it would have been worse. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's like, how could you get worse than dying? And then they backtracked and were like, oh, well, his like process of dying would have been better. And it's like, oh, so all the vaccines do is make our death more comfortable.
Yeah.
That is not appropriate.
Like, you're still going to die, but like, it'll be like dying in sweatpants.
That is not fun. And that's why we talked about this idea of the deterioration of science, the deterioration of truth comes down to the deterioration of Western civilization, which also comes to what we're going to get into, some of this other stuff that has to do with this attack on whiteness and this breaking down of all things that white civilization created. And it's important to that. And to kind of wrap this up, you know, this is all an act, because even look at this weird act from this nurse that was on TV that you don't, I don't know what's going on here, but this kind of summarizes it well. Let's go ahead and let's play video 5.
Doctors like Pia Myers, who had this message.
I'm trying to encourage everybody to please take this Delta variant very seriously due to the transmissibility. It is incredibly contagious and our children are getting sick. I can't do this.
Clearly overcome with emotion.
Yeah, I love the blue lights. Savannah, can you test our cams here real fast? Can you get that one of our cams working?
I don't have access to our guest camera, but I do have access to our guest mic.
So true.
I'm sorry. There's a wild John Doyle in our studio right now, but the camera's not working.
Well, given
if he wants to come over to my shot, he can, though.
Given that Savannah, I will have to monitor that Savannah is the white person expert residently, and that we will be talking about, what'd you say, whiteness and things like that. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was important for me to sort of be here to kind of like check her and make sure she doesn't get out of line as a white person, just like we talked about earlier, you having a resident black person here to make sure that I don't get out of line when delivering my expertise to the audience.
Yeah, well, as for our blind viewers, you are not confused because you are don't even know, you can't see him. But, you know, before we're going to, you want to stay here for this conversation. We're going to be talking about this.
Yeah, here, where's John? There he is.
Bring him in.
I like how people just are kind of always making cameos in the back of my shot now. Wild John Doyle appears.
He's just coming through. But I got to tell you that, you know, life is painful. There's a lot of pain going on in life. Things are not amazing. Things are not great. And if you're feeling nauseous on your commute right now, maybe you're on your train, subway, maybe it's bumper to bumper, maybe you're sitting in your office and you feel sick to your stomach. Well, look, we've all experienced that before. And first I would tell you probably stop eating processed and fast foods. But sometimes you've tried to make better changes for your body. You've tried to make better changes for your life. And that feeling just won't go away. Whether it's in the backseat of a car staring at your phone, maybe after one too many on a night out, I know about that one, with friends, or even just from the anxiety of a work day. Believe me, working with Sav, you know what that's like. Well, let me talk to you about something called Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion, sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, which I do like, and that's why I like to bring it here on the show. I'm not a big fan of Big Pharma. This is non-drowsy and provides all-natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you are sick. The technology was originally developed for over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea for patients, but now, through Relief Band, it is available to the masses. As the world is opening back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. And if you're getting ready to take that summer road trip, hopping on a boat, or you're just anxious about heading back into the office, I have got good news. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for you guys. If you go to reliefband.com, that's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com, use promo code OFFENSIVE, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no question asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com, that's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com, use promo code OFFENSIVE for 20% off plus free shipping and money-back guarantee. And I will tell you, that's why on products like this, when you guys say, well, I you know, have you used it a lot? Have you this or that? I wouldn't bring a product that if there was any reason that it's like, well, maybe if it did or didn't work for you, that you didn't get a money back guarantee. So it's like, I always tell you that the products that I'll bring you are backed. And if it's like, if I'm like, well, maybe some people, medical things could work differently for you or not, then it's like, well, if it doesn't work for you, then get your money back. So there's really a no risk. Go to reliefband.com, use promo code OFFENSIVE right now for 20% off free shipping and find out how you can end your nausea today. Check it out. So go to my screen here. This is a screenshot from Wikipedia. Wikipedia now has an update to the Caucasian race. The Caucasian race, also known as Caucasoid or Europid, is an obsolete racial classification of human beings based on a now disproven theory of biological race. The Caucasian race was historically regarded as a biological taxon, which, depending on which of the historical race classification was being used, usually included ancient and modern populations from all or parts of Europe, Western Asia, Central Asia, South Asia, North Africa, and the Horn of Africa. You know, there are some people that look white, but they are North African, and it does give them some abilities to say things in Burger King hats that other people may not have the right to say. John, coming to you first, how does it feel to know that you are now obsolete?
You know, thanks for bringing me here, Elijah. It feels pretty good. I don't have to worry about anything anymore knowing that I am completely obsolete and that my period of history is over. We can now yield to the Chinese. I will greet them as liberators, and, you know, perhaps I'll create like the Euro-Han master race with the Chinese.
Let's use words like, hey, Jonbo, we're donezo. You know, I got to get extra white. We're done. We're obsolete. So we got to bring back our previous
look,
language.
Bud, it's over for you guys. Okay. I'd like to personally thank Joe Biden for opening the border so that Asians and Hispanics could take over America. So big, big ups to Biden.
That wasn't the Bidens. That was actually the Kennedys in 1965. But go off.
Yeah. Also, don't forget
Woodrow Wilson selling us
out to the Rothschilds. So there's that one, too. So, I mean, there are those little details. And then FDR totally bringing in the state control. But it's like, you know, you think that the Caucasian race being obsolete, how could this affect people? Do people really believe this? Well, John, what you missed earlier, we're going to go ahead and replay the intro video. People do believe this. Thank God, though, some people are fighting back and reminding them, oh, yeah, we are not obsolete. We never were. And we're going to continue to fight back. Let's have a reminder that people believe being white is a genetic effect. Defect.
We aren't supposed to exist. Being white is a genetic mutation.
Oopsie, appears like we're not going away anytime soon, and it seems like we're actually doing pretty damn good. We've built a country before. I have no problem working to build another one again. And as Jesse Kelly said recently, is that violence is going to be inevitable, and of course we're not condoning it. It's just that you back a dog into a corner long enough, they eventually bite back. But also, if for some reason through the fortified elections we're able to ever win anything again to prevent violence, the leader that the people will pick on the right will be everything that the left pretended Trump was, just as vicious, just as crazy, and might I actually say perhaps even a real fascist. John, what are your thoughts?
I think it's very sad, but I think you're basically correct. Like, we don't want it to come to that, but it's like when you take a group of people and you demonize them over the course of several decades and you take their country from them and they realize they have like literally nothing left to lose, it's like that's kind of what the expected reaction would be throughout history. It's not that we're bad people. It's like this is just what history suggests. The only thing that I think is different with our particular circumstance is that we have been so biologically wired to basically be agreeable and weak through the way that they alter our hormones with food or water, even like the things that they choose to get us addicted to, whether that's pornography or marijuana, alcohol, doesn't matter. So like we are probably the weakest class of men to have ever existed on the face of the planet, but we're also being put into this set of circumstances that would require us to be the strong men that the hard times are supposed to be creating. So I really don't know what's going to happen, but I'm here for it either way.
Yeah, and everything is backwards, though, in all of this. My point is they want to destroy what we built, which is a society built upon God, truth, family, and freedom, amongst other principles. And so not only are they trying to destroy us, they want to destroy anybody who still holds on to these tenets, which is why you see people, CNN saying that anyone who's talking about this great replacement theory is a white supremacist, is a neo-Nazi, that this is wrong. Now, it's funny, this idea of a great replacement theory of bringing in people from other countries to replace the traditional Western Eurocentric individuals who colonized this land and who established this nation, they say that it's fake, that they're not being replaced, this isn't happening. But at the same time, if you go to my screen, Washington Post says, it's not happening. If you talk about this theory, you are a racist, but the number of white people did fall in the U.S. for the first time since 1790. 1790, okay, that's pretty crazy. According to new data from the 2020 census. So for hundreds of years, this country has been a certain way. And well, it's now not that way anymore. But don't be alarmed. Don't be worried. Because as we saw originally, We have a better world for you. We have satanic, incestual pedophiles who are going to be reading to your children. And John, if you didn't know about this, this is the city of Bloomington is hosting an incest fetish pornographer, Satan worshiper to perform at Drag Queen Story Hour with posts like this to see solo J.O. videos, me effing my bro, and more satanic outdoor horny S-H-I-T. Check out my OnlyFans, AKA this guy was invited at all costs. Now, if you go down again, as we were reading earlier, like he even, you know, literally has posts saying, "Hail Satan," and raised money for the Satanic Temple. And to prevent Savannah from having to blur anything else, we won't click on any more of these images that have nudity in them. But I would love sometimes to just trigger John, because John hates this kind of degenerate stuff.
I hate the Antichrist. I really do. And it's like, you have to understand that it is a spiritual war. And when we say Satanists, we're not using that hyperbolically. Like, Satanism isn't about necessarily like child sacrifice or like weird occult stuff. Satanism is literally just the worship of the self. Like, the Latin that Lucifer said to God was non servium, which means I will not serve. I will not subject myself to your objective order. I want to just pursue whatever I want. Like, that's what Satanism is. That can manifest in ways like, I am my priority, therefore I can, you know, pervert children, or I can kill animals and do like weird sacrifices. But that's ultimately what that is like the worship of the self, which is what liberalism is. Liberalism is literally defined by creating the hyper-autonomous individual, and nothing else matters. We're all individuals. We have no connection to culture or language or society. We're just all individuals. That's what that is, and that's why society has become so destabilized, and this type of stuff is now getting pushed into the mainstream militantly, and your children will be exposed to it at libraries that are funded by your taxpayers. What are you going to do about it? Probably nothing, to be honest. I don't know. Are you going to do anything about it? I'm not going to do anything about it.
Guillotine. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that right now. But people have done things like that in the past. I am telling you that. I'm telling you, and you can, get mad at me for promoting violence. No. People sexually preying on children, you do deserve the death penalty. You do. And it's like, then you look at this from Blaze News, released an article saying, like, video of a woman walks up to another woman, just shoots her dead on the sidewalk in front of witnesses, and then casually walks back to her vehicle. We see this of the store shop front owner at the Shoe Palace in Fairfax in Los Angeles being shot dead over a pair of shoes, which is a video I don't think we can put up here. I gave it to you, Savannah, but apparently it is being censored off of YouTube, so we're not allowed to play it.
It's like 1984.
Yeah, we can't watch that one on YouTube. We also have the other video. Can we play a little bit of this as well? Of watch this altercation. You know, there's these very young people. There's always a consistency, I tell you guys. And they just knock out this white guy who's just standing there. They just like knock him out, and he like almost dies. And this is why I always tell you guys, keep your guards up. Keep your guards up. You know why? Go to my screen. This isn't a joke. Keep your guards up. Because the greatest threat to our safety is climate change. And if you don't keep your guards up, guys, carbon emissions are eventually going to cause a rise in sea levels. And they're going to take away our coastal lands. We're going to have migration patterns. And then we're going to have a coagulation of people in a central zone. And a new variant of COVID will eventually wipe out your newborn infant. And that's why you should ignore the violence, ignore the fact of who's really committing the crimes. You should ignore what's controlling the banks, who controls the media, what's going on in society. Ignore that all. Don't talk about Big Pharma, or even that Trump is in the pockets of Big Pharma's in his pockets. Don't talk about the fact that we have a fortified election, that everything is an illusion, that fact checkers had to convince you that our president wasn't a hologram. Abandon all those notions. And remember, guys, reduce your carbon footprint. Would you say I summed that up pretty well, John?
Yeah, pretty well. The average man in this country is more concerned with the fact, or I should say more emotional about the fact, that Alfred Molina is reprising his role as Dr. Octavius in the upcoming Spider-Man film than they are about all the things you just mentioned. It's a totally like hyper-consumerist culture where we're just distracted by all these bright lights and flashes and media things. It's totally pathetic.
No, it really is. And that's why I said that it's a satanic world. We are living in a satanic pedophile world. And this is the more of you that argue against Christianity, the more I find that a lot of you guys that don't believe in it are saying that at the very least, even if you've become agnostic or remained pagan or atheist, and I really love that I have a varied audience, and I don't want to isolate those of you who don't believe the same way. But have you ever noticed one quick thing? Have you ever noticed that as you go on with your life, that the people that you become more and more isolated with are majority like right-wing Christian people, that it's like almost like we are the last stand of the truth of what's actually going on, because we are not children of the lie, so we are not deceived, and we have no deception as we are children of the light. We walk in the light, it says in 1 John 1:8, so then we have fellowship with one another. It is because of the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, that cleanses us from all our unrighteousness, right? So it's this fellowship that because we aren't deceived and we are in the light, we walk in the light and we are cleansed from unrighteousness, that we somehow find community, because we know that in the last days that we are the remnant that stands up, and that we eventually will be killed for standing up for the truth.
Yeah, I've noticed that too as I've sort of entered the real world. Because when you're in high school and, you know, you're sheltered by your parents from the world, you and everybody you know are all kind of just on the same plane, right? Like, no, you know, there are kids that are going to party and do certain things, but everyone's kind of basically the same. But then you get into the real world and you notice that all of the kids who are the most atheist evangelically are then the ones who are basically destroying themselves at the greatest rate of acceleration. And it's very sad to see this happen, but it's true. It's like you can't have truth or good without God because God defines those things. Like, you can try to find them yourself, but because you are flawed, you're just eventually going to degenerate into like a sinful, depressing state.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we have to tell you guys. I have to tell you, I don't try to bring God into things. God is in my heart and my mind, and I will continue. I made a Facebook post that I shared on my Telegram the other day where it was like, I was like from a long time ago, like 6-7 years ago, I think. And it was like, oh, like I love reading my Bible. I love knowing the truth of God, because even if one day there's social, physical, or professional consequences for standing up for the truth, I want to be ready. And little did I know, a few years later, there would be a lot of social, physical, and professional consequences for standing up for the truth. I didn't think we'd get there so quickly, but so goes acceleration. And on that note, I don't know how John got into this episode, but
I snuck in. They need to secure the southern border of the broom closet.
Yeah.
John just doesn't like when I have an opinion on this show, so he comes and bombards me. So I
Savannah only like every third or fourth episode gets to like literally be the co-host, and then John,
I know, and
can't
John
even
comes
let her
in
have
and
that.
He's just like, forget you, Seth. Yeah.
I'm a white man. We conquer. What can I say? We have to colonize.
We colonize Savannah's literal 47 minutes of fame, which is more than most people's 15 minutes. Before we go any further, please remember that this is a podcast, audio only. We are growing our audience. And even though technically I'm Savannah's boss, Savannah's supervisor, like, actually was very happy, Savannah, right? Are we not growing this? And she was really happy with you pushing this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps your job, and you get better. You basically, if you guys want to make Savannah's job better and prolong her life here and help her to get a raise long term, then go ahead and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, and subscribe and listen and get the audio only. Become a blind viewer. You might get your review read on the show. Also, don't forget to sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah to become an SOB so that maybe just one day we could become your top 17 host again. That'd be a really blessing, because I have a feeling with my new show, it's going to get bumped ahead of this show, and I'm going to be your top 19 host. It's just going to get really bad downhill. But also, when you support us there, remember we're demonetized everywhere, and this helps continue to support the show. We are expanding this show. We are going to be completely getting a whole new set. Everything is going to be redone. Finally, they decided they would invest in us, and that is the best way. Become an SOB, a slightly offensive backer. Remember that. Here's your reviews for today. We have review number one from JP Powell. Said, finally, not censored. Thank you for actually speaking your mind. There are way more people who think like this than the legacy oligarchs would allow you to believe. And I do agree with that. That's to know that you are not alone. We also have another review from the Monkey Ams 19, which said, best show. That's very like, right? Best show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, see, it's the period, not an exclamation point. Mm-hmm. Switch.
Yeah, it's like, so it's a statement.
Show. Best
it's
show.
Not his title.
Best show.
But it has a quick pause because there's a space. Okay. Best show. And just boom. Okay.
We told you that spaces mean pauses.
No. Because there's a space, like, because they're going to put like an ellipses,
John,
like continue.
Out. Literally get out. That is what they mean. Never speak to Elijah that way again.
No, it's the joke. When people read people's like tweets online and stuff that are like have bad grammar, they always take like
She's
a breath. Like
for
they go,
Elijah.
Best show. And then they take a breath. And
is
then
she
they
bothering
always,
you, King?
Elijah needs
yes.
one simp.
No,
I
do you know,
will,
do you know when
that.
They do you know when they do that? When they read it, they're like, I'm not going to the store. And they always breathe. And take a pause if it has a bunch of dots.
This poor guy's probably like, I'm so excited. My review's getting
okay.
read.
The Monkey Ams 19 said, best show. I wish every American would hear this. It's so needed and greatly appreciated. If we have a chance, this is it. God save America. Love this show and looking forward to a new show. Can't get enough. That reminds you, don't forget to subscribe to the YAH. Do not forget to follow me on all social media. Sometimes you get some of this stuff early. Click that link in the description. You can also follow Savannah, and she has a YouTube channel as well that you can subscribe to. Believe it or not, you guys said, John, I should give John my show. He was smart enough, just started a YouTube channel. You should check it out. It's called Heck Off Commie.
Just
He's really
it.
Excited.
New,
John Doyle,
new.
Check him up on YouTube. He's got his first subscriber. Be one of them. Check it out. And for the best worst show on Blaze TV here at Slightly Offensive, my name is Elijah Schaefer. Your once top 17 host, now in the top 18 with canceled shows. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the once great nation, and perhaps, if God, divine intervention comes, once great again, country of United States of America. I'm signing out.